Damn. Gotta Steph Curry it.
But who the hell am I then? Draymond Green. I already told you who you are. You Draymond.
No, you KD. You already said that.
You Draymond with a stocking cap. You know what you look like? You look like that X-Men villain.
Take the stocking cap off, bro, and wear the hoodie.
I like this.
Yo, that's crazy.
Nigga got on a street koofy. What X-Men villain nigga?
Nah, Dark Side or something like that.
One of
those. He talking about DC, nigga.
One of them dudes. He look like, you know who I'm talking about. I'm going to look it up. I'll find it. I'll find it another time. I don't know if he recording. I think he recording. You know what I'm talking about. See, look, y'all know what I'm talking about.
JJ, ready? Yeah. Yeah, we snapped too. We funny.
I thought
he
was talking about.
Let me see.
My man. He do look like Dark Side.
He look like Dark Side.
Like Dark Side.
What are you talking about?
Yes, snapping.
You could start it.
Yeah, I think he recorded already, so. All right. Yo, get off your phone, bro.
You do look like Dark Side, ugly ass nigga.
Luda. All
right, man. Introduce us.
Man, look, it's been a long time coming. It's Corey Cash Podcast. We back. What episode we on? 85. The hiatus has to stop. We about to be consistent. Here go the rebrand. How y'all fellas feeling, man? How y'all feeling? Like, we finally, this nigga been getting on me. Yo, what's up with the podcast? What you said? You said some real shit to me the other day. Like, weight is what broke the...
I said weight broke the wagon. Like, and that's something that I could attest to personally.
Right.
With the music. So it's like, you know, what's good? What is talent mm-hmm. when you just holding it in?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? You just holding it. The world got to see it. Word. So if we keep waiting... It's never gonna get out to the world. So yeah, weight broke the wagon, man.
Weight is what broke the wagon.
I'm happy we here. You know,
I like
Corey Cash Podcast.
Yo, shout out to Steph and Julius. Steph, I'ma holla at her, and Julius couldn't make it. Oh, he gonna make it halfway through.
Shout out to them, man.
Shout out to them. We need y'all niggas on board ASAP. But
yes, sir.
Yo, we gonna start off with rest in peace, OJ's, huh?
Definitely rest in peace, OJ.
Man, rest in peace, OJ.
He the definition of a nigga that took him to the grave, bro. That nigga never snitched, bro. And they got conspiracy that the nigga son did that shit.
Yo.
Yo, the nigga.
Yo, he never snitched, though.
Nah, I ain't see
it. Yo, the nigga was in the Bronco on the highway getting chased by the cops. Nigga ran and went in the house, changed his clothes, and came back out.
Yo.
Jumped right back on the highway.
Yo,
he dead never snitched, though.
Yo, bro. I feel like the world got no sympathy for OJ, bro. Like, that was the first breaking news I seen nobody react.
Nah, everybody react. They going crazy, though.
Maybe 42% of the world. Hold on.
We forgot because it's me and Jizzy on camera. Yo, Ruga's behind the other mic.
Yeah,
yo,
that's No Time TV. Shout out to No Time. Subscribe to them on YouTube.
Yo.
No
Time. We ain't wanted to seem weird, a nigga talking. You just hear a nigga voice.
That's
Kelly.
My man Ruga. He used to be nice and bold and shit, but he kind of fell off, though.
Fuck out of here.
Yo, cook this nigga.
That's a fact.
He wasn't Kelly today, y'all.
That's a fact.
Yes, y'all.
But you
know
like,
my voice.
Yo, Bruce Jenner. Tweeted good riddance, OJ.
Yo, Caitlin, you can't
you know
say
what?
Bruce.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm trying to go viral and get canceled, so like we gotta do that. That's the whole goal. I'm trying to take the podcast to the next level, bro.
If the masses is listening, he's by himself on this one.
For you, bro.
Nah. Yo, Corey, but you ain't tell him he about to get ready to shoot Fast and the Furious. He's actually filling in for Ludacris. So if you want to
snap him, right?
Nah, I ain't snapping.
You dressed like the Riddler, ugly ass nigga. You said coordinates to Batman with riddles. Let's be safe.
Yo, he's filling in for Ludo on the next
to eighth, ugly ass nigga. Fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Nah. Yeah.
You like a DC villain, ugly ass nigga.
Are you snapping?
Fuck is you talking about,
those
nigga?
Dreads, but, you know, that's really a wig, y'all.
Speaking of R.I.P. OJ, y'all know about Mr. C, too.
Mr. C died? Yeah.
Y'all don't know Mr. C died?
Nah, Mr. C was fucking with them people.
Yo, he died, bro.
He died?
Yes.
I seen people say Mr. C, but I thought it was
Is it bad that...
They basically like Big Sean his shit. Like his death got overshadowed
by OJ
death type shit. That's what happened. Damn, because I was all in. Like, this morning, I was tight. Like, damn, Mr. C died.
You know so crazy?
And then I saw OJ die.
Death come in threes. That's wild. Yeah, it is. That's wild.
Mr. C.
I don't know.
What Mr. C died from?
I'm not sure. I don't want to lie right now.
Nah, Mr. C died.
I don't want to lie, but that is crazy.
He a New York legend, but he ain't gonna lie. I ain't hear from Mr. C since he got outed. That was crazy.
Nah, he on the radio. He was on the radio every Wednesday. Word. 94.7 The Block. Shout out to him.
On the serious side, rest in peace, OJ. Rest in peace.
Word.
Y'all truly be missed. Our condolences to y'all family, you know, like on a serious note. You know, we play a lot. We joke. That's just.
I didn't even know OJ was battling cancer. He never spoke about it. He spoke about it?
Nah.
I don't think so. Last time I heard about him, he stole.
You got men going
he
out.
He stole that memorabilia, right? Then he stole the what is it called? The memorabilia.
Man, that was mad long ago,
from the,
man.
From the Hall of Fame. That's the last time I heard anything on him.
So you ain't OJ, see him? You ain't OJ even watch him on It Is What It Is?
Camera on podcast.
You ain't watch It Is What It Is?
Yeah, but I don't really care for OJ.
Bro. Oh, you bugging. See, that's that young shit, bro.
So you don't care about a nigga that killed the white girl got away with it?
Nah,
I don't.
That's the young shit,
bro. Yo, the nigga got away with killing a white girl, bro.
How y'all know he did it?
He ain't do that shit. I don't know what you talking about.
The glove ain't fit. That's what I'm saying. We don't know that. It's a conspiracy.
He didn't do that.
Yo, I watched that video the other day. That shit in my search engine. Not the other day. Probably I want to say 2 months
video?
Ago. With him trying on a glove. I'm like, and that nigga was, he was confident.
OJ a sick nigga.
Yo, bro.
OJ was a sick nigga.
That nigga more confident than the nigga that just cheated and deleted everything off his phone.
You ever got your phone violated?
Huh?
You ever got your phone violated?
Yeah, nigga, my shit got thrown to the ground. Nigga. You seen what the Cody Rhodes did to this nigga, Roman Reigns? That's
y'all
what she did to my phone.
Y'all watched them. Y'all watched
and I wasn't really with the New Age wrestling, to be honest, though. But
the Rock coming like back is tough.
Undertaker chokeslam. I mean, yeah, Undertaker, what's up with you, though?
How y'all felt about this WrestleMania,
that.
Man?
Huh?
How y'all felt about this WrestleMania?
2 days. It's hard. That shit was hard. I felt like the full weight, the tag team match, they didn't have chemistry. Like, The Rock carried that shit.
All right, because I'm wondering. I've been seeing wrestling everywhere lately.
Yeah.
And I know, like, the Vince McMahon scandal happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
Vince is a sick nigga.
And then The Rock took over after that? Or,
so like, what happened was,
why is it
when Vince got outed, he was fucking with a shorty that he was doing, like, dirty things with. And he had her, like, you know, like, spreading her around and showing love, right? To, like, the therapist and all of that.
Similar to somebody we going to talk about later on, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Similar to...
Oh, yeah. We're spreading love. Word. All right. So, Shorty like, yo, I'm going to tell. I won't tell if you give me three. If you give me $3 million. Vince sent her one and never responded to her. And he owed her two. Right. So, she outed him. Yo, you ain't give me my other two. So, what happened was, Brock Lesnar was attached to some of that shit. He had fun with Shorty too.
Yeah.
So Brock Lesnar shit is getting deleted. That's why they don't talk about Brock Lesnar. That's why it was a big thing when Paul Heyman was speaking and he brought up Brock Lesnar because it broke the barrier of the silence of
so Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar history
of that,
is gone. Like they don't speak
the,
about
the,
him being
the freaky text messages. Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar was in on the fun with
so
Shorty.
So when he was saying like, yeah, I'm gonna get somebody to fill in all your all that shit.
So
he
what
was
happened
saying.
Was
he was talking about Brock Lesnar. He was part of that.
Brock Lesnar was part of the Vince McMahon scandal. And then what happened was
that's wild.
Triple H pulled the move. My nigga, Rock, come on. I need you, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. He played that.
Who better than him to fulfill that role?
Like,
So Vince McMahon is no longer the CEO?
Like, nah, Triple H is the face right now.
And then The Rock is The Rock is what? What is he?
The Rock is TKO, a company called TKO, bought WWE. The Rock is like part of the board in that.
Oh, okay. So
like he like a decision maker. He got to say so.
He got to jump
in. So The Rock
now.
Is also using that within the WWE. Like when they was having a tag match, he was like, if you pin, I'll fire you. Like The Rock is really playing that role. Like,
oh, I like that.
Villain.
I like
playing
that.
Villain. So
I like that.
He came and saved the whole WWE. He even got niggas like us, like, yo, tapped in. This nigga 51, bro.
That's crazy.
He 51.
That nigga more fit than me, bro. I'm built like a Santa.
I ain't going to lie. But he not going to be better than Vince, though.
Who?
The Rock.
No, Triple H will be the Vince.
Well, he's not.
But The Rock not gonna get beat on like.
I don't think they're gonna. I don't think none of them fucking with Vince.
So what's going on with Shane McMahon?
Yeah, he's shady about that. I ain't gonna lie. He's shady about
Shane. Shane was the perfect Vince Jr. Like
he was.
Not him only being his son. He fulfilled.
He looked like he had.
Looked like him. He strut like him. He walked like him.
He had
fur like.
He They asked Shane about it. Shane gave a very shady like answer. You could tell he feels some type of way about Triple H.
The only
because that's not really his son. It got passed down to a nigga that's not. You know what I mean? He just married to my sister. So
son-in-law go crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And
the only
Triple H saved the whole WWE. Triple H been like listening to niggas and doing what niggas said because
even bro,
it was
Big
really
Mill.
Supposed to be The Rock versus Roman Reigns. And Rock was like, he seen people was upset, like, this nigga want to feed his ego, da-da-da. And The Rock told Triple H, oh, like, we're going to have to flip this shit. How about we flip it? Like, make it a tag match because they not really feeling me going against Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble because whoever won the Royal Rumble fights at WrestleMania for the title. So they tried, they flipped the storyline and they...
You feel like, all right, so as far as the storylines go, y'all feel like they have a set winner or it's like, all right, fight to...
No, they got set winners.
Set winner.
Cody Rhodes is on the game. He's like, going to win. Come on, man. Yeah, he's going to win. They pushing him. They pushing him right now. Roman Reigns been dealing with leukemia, so I feel like he needed a break.
The last time
he been a champion for like
last time I seen Cody Rhodes, sorry to cut you off, he was Stardust.
He was Stardust, yeah.
I wasn't feeling him. So now that I'm watching wrestling in this new age, I'm like, yo, he's the guy now.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna hold
like, cause
him.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm all time. My favorite wrestler is The Rock, but I also like Randy Orton when he came along. I like Batista. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? And Shawn Michaels, I always like admire.
Shawn Michaels is a GOAT.
You look like Batista.
Yo, he too ugly to be on camera. That's why you only hear his voice.
But nah, this is what I really want to ask y'all about. I want to know how y'all feel about this City Girls stuff right now. Because I also saw Glorilla jumping in. I saw it's like a whole...
So I had to...
I don't even know. I can't... I'm trying to figure out exactly what the fuck happened.
So, I got to buy his take.
Somebody, a fan page from Nicki Minaj tweeted some shit about Saucy Santana and Young Miami not addressing the Diddy rumors. They call the Diddy Miss Girl.
Why Saucy Santana though? Hey yo,
Saucy Santana is
yo, that's crazy.
Saucy Santana look nuts, bro. Yo,
why is he involved?
A man in the BBL look crazy, bro. They get shaped like a peroxide bottle, bro.
I got no comment.
I wasn't expecting you to say that. I wasn't expecting
no
you
comment.
To say that.
I got no comment.
Trying,
on
bro, I'm all right, not what playing, happened? Bro. You said we not holding on. We gonna bring the podcast back to how it should be. Niggas should be able to say what they want to say.
I'm just fucking with you.
But yeah, so he tweeted and then Saucy Santana like, yo, episode 11 Hip Hop Sign, we gonna address the shit or whatever. Then JT jumped out the window. JT just jumped out the window like, yeah, in that episode that I'm in better not air out or you know who's calling, you're not my fucking lawyer. So then they started going at it and then my Young Miami tweeted like, yo, my nigga, like, you, why you playing victim? Da da da! She didn't at her. Then they started going at it, and it was just like two sisters.
Then they posted. Right. And each posted other. Later that I
some
love
petty
you.
Shit. Then.
You know what it is? You know
I
what
thought
I think?
I thought some real.
Like shit. Nah. I think the Diddy shit is really like.
That's what I
Miami
thought,
really
I thought
taking
it connected
like,
to that.
But like, she just gotta understand. She in papers for like drug trafficking and all that, bro.
She just posted.
She was getting chicken,
bro.
She did that shit.
I don't think she's hiding. I don't think she hiding anything. She just. I got a biased take because I fuck with Young Miami. I ain't gonna lie.
Go ahead,
know,
nigga.
Y'all know Miami, Florida, like a nigga second home. So anything that got to do with Miami, New York, I love you, but
yeah, Trick Daddy.
I'm sorry.
Ugly, you got on the cap like Trick Daddy. It's like you make good comedy.
Take it to the house. That's what I'm saying.
Go ahead, my
friend. Yo, nah, you good. You good. I was just looking at how the bucket was attached to the dreads. If he took the hat off, everything come off. He really got the Steve Harvey yeah, under the hill with a tail about
it. You got a cereal bowl on.
What are you talking about? Go ahead.
Now, I got to, all right, so my bias take, right, is that, all right, before I get into that, Young Miami just posted, she got a fenster. And she just posted a picture of her and did it on the balcony.
Miami talk like she can't read, bro.
How you know it's hers?
Nah, I ain't gonna let y'all play her like that, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, she do, though.
Yeah.
She got a fence, though?
Yeah, she got a fence, though.
No, I'm saying.
But you're not supposed to show people what your fence is.
No, but somebody, I guess, that was in her fence exposed the picture that her and Diddy on the balcony. It looked recent. Because Diddy was also seen in Miami. Yeah. In Miami at his house dancing in the back.
Diddy was seen riding a bike with no seat.
Yeah, they said they ain't had no seat. How you feel about that?
50 said
that's
that.
That's your man.
That's wild.
Yo, man.
I ain't gonna lie, fuck
I'm on some New York shit, man.
I'm on Diddy's side.
We gotta protect our own. I'm not saying he did do. I'm not saying
he didn't do that shit.
I'm not ill. Like
nah,
50 said, whatever he did, that nigga did that shit, man.
He ain't do it, man.
Whatever
I'm
they say,
Diddy's
he did
side,
they say,
how mad y'all gonna be when the results come back, not guilty?
Last year, they got invited to one of them Diddy parties, bro.
That was the one I took you to.
Nah, pause. You ain't take me to nothing, bro. Pause. Yo, we gotta do that. Nah, bring the pause board. We gotta bring the pause board to
yeah, and get the merits. The first one to 10 gotta buy each other dinner the following.
Why? What?
No pause board. Every time you say some AO shit, you gotta, we write your name down with a tally.
Nah, no Diddy, no Diddy.
Trying to buy his dinner and all that.
Nah, but look, all right.
There you go with your Diddy.
Yo, pause. Nah, but what I think is with the City Girls thing, I always think this within groups, right? Even with friend groups,
right?
Music groups, with any type of duo, it's always friction when one wants to venture off and do their own thing. It's 100%. Always, and I feel like when it's in a public eye, that people tend to manipulate those relationships. Like people forgot when JT was locked up, Miami carried. She carried, bro. Shout outs to you. Let's give her a round of applause. Can we give her a round of applause?
Miami carried.
Miami, shout out to you.
She tweeted that.
She carried, bro. She carried. Anything that JT is feeling is her own mishap because this is what
JT
the people say.
JT the better rapper.
Yeah, but Young Miami could sell more. She got more sex appeal.
She has
more sex appeal. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know about that.
That shit she be talking, I put it to the side for Benz. I love that shit. I ain't going to lie, baby. I love that shit, baby. I'm from Harlem. I like that shit, baby. I like the way you say that shit, baby.
Yo, nah, but I agree with you. But, like, any type of...
Yeah, so, like, back to my point, right? Mm-hmm. She carried. Not only that, right? Young Miami was dropping when JT got into a relationship with Uzi, right?
Right.
The fans all over the world, the media was manipulating, Young Miami and JT beefing because one is dropping music and the other is not.
Right.
So I think they letting the media get in between what's going on. And then the Diddy shit is more fuel to the fire for JT and whatever other feelings that she could be feeling. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying she is because I don't know. I'm just assuming.
Yeah.
It's just adding fuel to the fire. Like, yeah, and you better not da-da-da-da. It's like the heat is on Miami and her man, so it's like, it's already probably friction, and she probably just woke up. You know how girls is? They emotional, so she probably woke up on her bullshit. I ain't feeling this bitch. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
true.
So that could be a thing, but I feel like the media and the fans manipulated their relationship. Because Young Miami, she jumped on the Moneybagg Yo remix. I thought a broke bitch says, son. Feel me? And she was dropping after that. And then the whole Carisha Please. So it's like Miami was going up, and JT was sort of like staying where she was at. And the only reason she was still relevant because Young Miami was carrying. So it's like, I'm keeping our name alive. And sources were saying, right? Like a lot of people were saying blogs, podcasts, it's not something that I'm just coming up with.
I don't ever
want
to hear you say sources are saying
Sources are saying.
Don't say
sources. It's just that.
What sources?
I got my people. Listen, shout out to my sources.
Right, that's how you talking. Like you got a fence there.
You got a fence there.
Sources.
Y'all got to follow Corey Cash. He got a bottle page called Only Cans. You know, I got Only Fans, Only Cans. You can subscribe to his shit. He got different type of bottles, Pepsi, Coca-Cola called Only Cans.
Subscribe. You go to the website, Only Pans. You cook butt ass naked, nigga. Cook butt ass naked.
Yo, only what?
Only Pans.
Only Pans, got it. Only Pans, got it. That sound like a cooking service almost. That sound like some cooking shit. Only
That's
Pans?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we about to
you
start that.
You win Tim's and you cook butt ass, they with no shirt, ugly ass.
Only Tans?
Only
Tans? Nah, but back to the point, right? But I just believe that it's because one been dropping music and JT dropped that one freestyle that went crazy. Pretty ass lips make the bitches cop syringe. Like I listen to all that.
Fresh
album,
artist
myself. But after that, we ain't really hear much from her. And like I said, the people were saying that
we hear her now.
Like they said Uzi wasn't trying to let her spread her wings. I don't know how true that is.
Uzi in a trapped up situation in a contract. Like he can't.
Yeah,
stop
man.
Nobody.
Free
like,
Uzi, man.
Roc Nation been trying to like work with him. I think Roc Nation managed him, if I'm not mistaken.
But what's your take? What's y'all take on that? Like. Y'all believe, like, y'all could agree to disagree, but y'all believe that's what happened, but like, that's what's going on between JT and Miami. That
I kind of see your viewpoint, but in the same token, I think that JT wasn't aware of the shit that Young Miami was doing with Diddy.
Or was she?
Nah, because they got, like you said, sources say, which is funny. Yo, sources say they got, like, they pulled back tape, and Young Miami is like, mad confused about like certain questions that's being
asked. But I'm gonna play devil's advocate. We can't say the shit. I'm not gonna lie, right? And there's a lot of shit that points us. You know, they say if it look like a dog, bark like a dog is a dog, right?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go out on a limb, and y'all might disagree. I'm not gonna go out on a limb and say that Diddy did or he didn't because I don't know for sure. The nigga could just be feminine, bro. Nigga could just be sassy.
What did what though? What are you saying?
A lot of shit they say he doing. Like I don't want to get specific because a lot of subjects.
Are you talking about the homosexual stuff or the traffic?
The trafficking shit and anything that got to do with kids is just out of this world. That's out of line. Saying, I don't agree with that.
Word.
But the homosexual shit, bro. All right, so look, take the trafficking shit out the mix, right? And take the kid shit,
the
whatever.
The trafficking part is the important part.
Is the important
but I think
part.
When they said trafficking, him, the person that wrote it, the producer nigga,
yo, but you gotta understand,
it's exaggerated, bro. Trafficking. Nah, you think Diddy got 30?
I see what you mean.
Think he got 32 people in the basement, bro?
Listen, Jersey is right there.
On some taking shit?
If we take a woman from right here to my house in Jersey, and you have sex with her, that is sex trafficking.
That's considered human.
So I get what you're saying.
All right, so the whole world was trafficking, because how many bitches niggas that slid?
That's why I'm not.
Yo, but
how many women that got trained? Hold on, y'all.
Did you really pay attention to the Cassie shit? Like, did you really?
That was crazy. I did,
At some point,
you know what it is? People, it's not, when it's no longer lucrative to them, then they don't want it no more, bro.
Exactly.
That's like a woman that get abused.
That's why I think two things can be true. I do think that he has some part in some of the shit that they saying, or most of it, or a lot. But I do think that the guy that he was working with Ciroc, that ended up buying the De Leon and P. Diddy being the face of Ciroc, I do think that he's coming after P. Diddy.
I agree with that, man.
Like, I do think that, like, sometimes in those exchanges with business, sometimes the person that got the upper hand, which is usually the pale skin, is going to remind you.
But
like, look, Diddy sued the guy for discrimination. And after this discrimination shit is when everything started folding. The Cassie came up forward. Like, this nigga Diddy was, this nigga blew up Kid Cudi car.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's what I'm saying.
But my thing is, what about, like, even the shit with the underage girl? The niggas got pictures.
Pictures of what? What do they have pictures of?
Pictures of shorty sitting in niggas' lap. She was like 17, 16 or some shit like that.
To take a picture?
Now they got like 90s in the pictures in the 90s. She was like young.
But you know what's so crazy, bro? Right? I'm not saying none of this shit is right. The world, I'm not saying you, but the world, like I said, they only want to make a problem out of it. It's only a problem
he's
if they made it a problem.
He's not profitable to the nigga he was doing business
exactly.
with
Ciroc. And that's why I was comparing
when
this
When he
to,
sued them for discrimination, you should have expected
something
else.
That's why I was comparing this to like a person that's in a... It's like a person that's in an abusive situation. It don't got to be physical. It could be verbal, anything, right? They made people be attracted to those type of behaviors, right?
True.
Or addicted to those type of behaviors, right? True. Because, and this is no disrespect to anybody that got abused. We totally against that. Word. But if a person is getting abused, male or female, verbally, mentally, however, right? Physically, whatever. If they're getting abused, right? And they go to their family, they'll listen, such and such keep putting their hands on me, male or female. And then the family turn around and be like, yo, you know what? That person not for you. I think you should leave them, right?
Right.
The next week, they turn around and still be with that same person, right? Mm-hmm. That means you're addicted to that type of behavior.
Nah, that
because
don't necessarily.
No, it don't mean that, right? But it could mean that it's
Stockholm Syndrome.
Right.
That could be
exactly. A whole lot of other factors involved in that.
How much
power do you have over said person?
And this
is a whole lot of other factors.
I'm reading a book called The Four Agreements. It said if you don't, you do... It was like,
I see what you're saying, though. You're basically trying to say that the people who are suing him
you're
were basically
like a fatal
complicit.
Attraction.
They were complicit in it up until...
It wasn't good for them no more.
Right. And I'm saying it's like...
And I'm not... And that's no...
I see what you mean.
And that's no offense to...
Yo, look. In your life, nobody has abused you more than you ever abused yourself. And the limit of your self-abuse is the exact limit that you would tolerate from someone else. If someone abuses you a little more than you abuse yourself, you probably will walk away from the person. But if someone abuses you less than you abuse yourself, then you probably will stay in a relationship and tolerate it endlessly.
Who said that?
The book, Four Agreements. I'm reading the book called The Four Agreements.
That's crazy.
That nigga bugging.
I just believe that, bro. Like, just not even... Not saying race is a factor, but anybody powerful and that's in a position of power that look like us, when they doing something great, it's always something trying to
I'm going
to
keep it real with you, bro. I'm going to keep it real with you.
Yeah, do y'all agree?
This is me spiritually.
That's my take.
Me spiritually. I feel like when somebody get on some shit like, yo, I'm about love. Like, I'm love this, love that. You scared of when judgment day is coming. You did some fucked up and some evil ass dog shit.
Nah, man.
Nah,
is that are you talking about Diddy when you say
not
that?
Not true. Only Diddy.
Does he call himself Doctor?
Yeah,
right, Dr.
like that's
Love.
How I feel. I feel like in order to get to that place, you have to reach extreme chaos and street.
So do this change
for you to just be a loving person.
That's because y'all New Yorkers. Like, we're real skeptical of anything nice. Like,
I agree with that in a sense, but I just feel
a
like
a person is calling himself love, it shouldn't be that shouldn't be the case.
It's but it is the case.
Only him. That's it. Only him. What about Mother Teresa? What about fucking Mahatma Gandhi? But not, all the people
Gandhi's
who
a wild nigga.
He is. he a wild nigga.
Gandhi is a wild nigga.
Yeah, I shouldn't even say his name. He a wild boy. He a wild boy.
Lucky I got a DOE job, I would say.
He a wild boy.
But Gandhi's a wild nigga.
But just people that's about peace. You know what I'm saying? It's mad people who say that out loud and actually mean it. It's just him. He fucked it up for everybody else.
Word. Is it the way he's expressing it? Or is the allegations and the way
the allegations been since the 90s? Like, how long can you...
The allegations, but nobody been able to prove it, bro.
And what allegations? That's what I'm saying.
Any allegations?
The allegations.
So let me tell you something. So if this man come out and say, he homosexual, do that change anything?
No, it don't.
Yeah, it changes.
No, it don't.
It do, because that could be his defense. Yo, listen, I was doing all this, playing with the toys.
It's not no
defense. Or whatever they say he doing, because this is who I am.
He say he homosexual.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's...
And he trafficked humans.
It's too late. I think it's PR stunt.
It's not too late. Caitlyn, Bruce Jenner turned...
No. I think it's too late for Diddy to get out of it, because his PR team should have made that his first reaction to the whole match.
Man, listen.
But the best reaction is no reaction, bro. And
but it's cooking him right now.
It's not, though. It's not.
You don't think Diddy getting cooked?
Bro, that nigga was just dancing in his backyard.
But he won't turn them comments on IG.
As he shouldn't.
He a Harlem nigga, bro.
Because he not getting cooked.
Yeah, Mount Vernon nigga.
He not really getting cooked.
My son from Esplanade, man. He from EG, bro. Diddy from EG, bro.
Yo, fuck all that.
Diddy from EG.
Speaking about war.
Hold on, before we go to that, would y'all stop? Y'all gonna stop listening to the nigga music?
Yeah.
What? Who are you talking about?
I stopped listening to R. Kelly.
You bugging.
I been stopped listening.
Rolling through the hood, just stop by to say what's up.
I ain't gonna
let you know your baby boy ain't doing so tough.
And it's hard to listen to Aaliyah now.
Backyard party, bro.
I did backyard party the other day.
Happy people. No, hold on. I'm just.
I don't. He got hits. The nigga's a genius.
So you gonna, bro?
I been stopped listening. All
right. So this something. This my last thing before we go to the next topic. So we had a cookout. Summertime.
I'm not gonna dance.
Big bottle. You got your fake dreads in, right? We had the cookout and all that shit. So we had the cookout, and
R. Kelly, come on.
R. Kelly, World's Greatest, come on. Your auntie, hold on. Your aunt put on World's Greatest.
He's trying to put me in a position to dance. I'm not going to dance. I'm not.
Happy people.
So you going to have Derrick Rose expression?
Yes.
Bugging.
Or Dame when he hit the game.
I don't fuck with that nigga, bro.
You lying, bro.
Look at the camera.
I don't listen to R. Kelly, bro.
But he look like him.
I ain't going to lie. You sound guilty, though, a little bit.
Just like Brumman from the fifth floor, ugly ass nigga.
You sound a little guilty.
You sound guilty of that, though, bro.
You sound guilty, though.
No, bro. I don't listen to R. Kelly.
I don't know. See, like you saying, I don't know.
Nah, don't listen to R.
Kelly. I'm a rolling that body guy.
Nah, I don't listen to him. But, damn, getting back to it, we had some some exchanges in the hip-hop world.
Yeah, I couldn't wait for this topic. I got a lot to say.
Man, between K-Dot came out, shot at Drake, bullet grazed J. Cole. J. Cole comes out with a project, throw a warning shot. You shot at me, my nigga. I'm gonna shoot at your house. I know you wasn't home.
And then reneged. Disappointment.
You disappointed.
One for me as an artist, me being an artist, an up-and-coming artist, and the lyricist at that. We don't never wait.
But if you really my mans, I'm living in my truth, though.
Bro, you can live in your truth, but this is the sport, bro. LeBron, you think LeBron said, yo, damn, I won the championship, but I feel bad for coming back 3-1 on Stephen Curry. No, you hit me first. And what your parents always taught you? Somebody hit you, you do what?
Hit him back.
So it is a difference if J. Cole took the shot, if he came directly at him first. I understand it was in subliminal shots on First Person Shooter and other records prior to that. But K-Dot, he basically addressed that line when he said, Cole was the one that said, is it K-Dot, is it Aubrey and me? Right. Something, Big Three, whatever. He specifically addressed that line saying, fuck the Big Three,
it's Big Me. Right.
So at the end of the day, for a person being not only an artist, right, and a fan, me.
Right.
That you don't wave the white flag. This is what the people want to see.
But they
could have won.
Oh, but if I'm a nigga, but you got to also think from the perspective of this. Like, if I'm a nigga, I'm happy. The fuck am I going to war with my mans for if it's not personal?
Because my mans taking shots. It is personal. Nigga talking about.
Nigga great. Nigga
said, I crash out. Nigga, bring me shit with some switches. He was talking crazy,
but he's
bro.
Talking about Drake. He's really talking bro, about Aubrey, nigga.
No. Niggas, we had prior conversations about niggas grouping niggas.
Right.
So if it's a shot at one, it's a shot at all.
Nah, not always.
Nah.
It grazed. So the shot, you telling me right now the shot hit Cole or it grazed him?
All
right,
if we out summertime.
If you got beef with, all right, if Ruger got, you and Ruger got beef and I'm chilling with you in front of McDonald's, Ruger clap you, but then I'm standing next to you and Ruger,
get grazed. I don't want to hit.
I'd be like, all right.
I don't want, no, but if it grazed you and hit me, it's still a problem because if him having respect.
But I knew your initial target.
It don't matter. But him having respect for you, he not even shooting if you not if you in the vicinity.
That's true.
So my thing is, Cole, you dead wrong. As a fan, as a person that
wrong.
Inspired
he's
me,
wrong.
You
Cole
wrong.
Is wrong. How is Cole wrong for apologizing?
He's not wrong. He's not wrong for staying. He's not wrong for living in his truth. He's wrong for letting down what he did.
He
been waiting for this moment. Yo, this is the first time in J. Cole's career that niggas always put him behind Cole and Drake and Kendrick. They always put him third. This is the first time niggas is actually considering him first. Not saying because lyrically, he always been able to fuck with them lyrically. But that confidence, he's on him and Dirk just did the shit. He's jumping. He's killing feature. Every feature. Yeah. This is the first time. And he even said it in the song. Now that I'm in first place. Well, he said I'm in first place. Now you want to take shots at me?
Yeah. Right.
I'm in a comfortable lead. That's right. What he said. So right. It's like, this is the first time niggas ever considering you out of the three number one.
So my
niggas
thing is,
always put him two or three. It always switched from him to Kendrick.
So, but if I acknowledge, so I think that prior to this, because TDE and Dreamville always been like some type of connection, right? I think that before Cole made that apology, he spoke to K-Dot. I personally think we about to watch Drake and Kendrick get it on.
I think
he just backed out the way. Like, we about to watch y'all niggas get it on.
I know.
Even though, like, on a competitive nature, we disappointed. I'm not disappointed in him, but because I still know at the end, right now, this Cole right now that we seeing right now is going to give. No, but somebody's not leaving. Niggas is not. He's not. No, somebody's not leaving that room if him and K-Dot got in the room, bro. If him and K-Dot got in the room,
he already lost. There's no even if
he lost, bro.
There's no way for him to get in a room with K-Dot. What? Bro. What are we talking about? It's over for that.
And then it's on some shit like, all right, Drake was on some shit like, damn, all right, do we even perform first person shooter now? Right. After you done did that?
It's over.
Do we even perform that?
It's over.
We should still perform it.
No, it's over.
Like it's over, bro. Yeah, you gotta understand. Right. I'm not saying it's
so
over.
So it's over for the Cole and K-Dot.
Yeah, because bro, this
Cole,
is
a, yo, first of all, it's over for Cole and
my
anybody.
Thing is, he taking and my thing
it's
is
over
Cole,
for Cole against
Cole,
anybody.
Cole
what are we talking
more
about?
Criticism than a nigga that's actually hiding behind Cole.
No,
he not hiding behind Cole.
He just
Drake
ain't say nothing yet.
Cole.
He just
bro,
ain't say
no,
nothing yet.
No. I would not
Drake
let you sabotage.
Drake is hiding behind Cole.
No, he's not.
Nigga.
No, he's not.
Drake been hiding.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Drake played chess, bro. And when he attacked, when that boy, let me tell you something. Hold on, because I
coming for this.
So what happens when he drop tomorrow?
Yes,
I want to hear it.
Yo, right. Bro, when
I heard that both of them supposed to drop.
Yo, that man made.
Drake is hot, nigga. Yo,
I don't want to hear, yo, he had something for Meek 2 days later. Meek and K-Dot is two different beasts. If I'm training for Floyd opposed to training for Javante, and they both good fighters, it's
so
different.
So we going to act like K-Dot is not Drake's boogeyman?
You got to. No, he's not.
You get
he's
the
not.
Fuck out of here, Jizzle.
That's not been proven.
No, that's not been proven,
yes,
bro.
It has been proven.
No, it's not.
Multiple times.
Bro, this nigga drop every 3 years, every 4 years,
K-Dot had shot at this nigga since To Pimp a Butterfly.
Because
he on that nigga Drake album talking about how he didn't like him before he met him.
You shooting at the man that brung you out.
All right.
That,
I'm a competitor. We talk about competitive.
That when the label,
I'm willing to take you
when
out.
The label, when the label,
I'm willing to shoot you too.
When the label, when the label wanted him to bring out an R&B nigga on the road, what he said. When the label was begging
why
me to bring
Drake
an R&B on the road,
Drake
and drew for Kendrick and Rocky.
Why Drake won't address the nigga head on when this nigga?
Because
been,
when he do address this nigga, he's gonna end that nigga.
Get the fuck
I'm
out of here,
he's
nigga.
Gonna end that nigga,
we
bro.
We already know Drake.
I'm choosing the side, nigga.
Honest,
I'm Team Drizzy.
To be honest with you,
So you rocking
Drake
with K-Dot?
Drake got the skill, but I don't know if he got the heart to kill a nigga.
The heart?
I don't know, man.
To kill a nigga like K-Dot, bro.
You underestimated greatly. Most number one ever. How long did it really take me?
To be honest with you, it to me.
You don't get that far with no heart, man.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm talking about to kill K-Dot.
Yes, I don't think he get that far in the music business without no heart.
And Ruga, this is a stat.
We seen what happened when he went against Pusha. We seen it. It still hurt.
This is a stat that Corey Cash. This is a stat that Corey Cash leaving out.
He fought though.
This is a stat.
K-Dot's a way more tougher opponent than.
No, he's not. Let me tell you why. Hold on, Ruga.
No, he's not.
Can I respond?
He's not a way tougher opponent
Kendrick
than Kendrick.
Lamar is not a way more.
No, he's not.
Can I get a sip of that? Because this nigga got me fucked up.
No, he's
Yo,
not.
Yo, K-Dot is not a way more harder opponent than Pusha T.
Hold on. Shout out to Dunkin' Donuts. We ain't sponsored yet.
Yo, we sponsored.
That's regular juice. That's regular juice, y'all. But look, I'm going to go back to this, right? And let me respond.
Go ahead.
We not even taking in consideration that in 2026, Drake would have been on top and consistent for 20 years straight.
Okay.
You think he did that with no heart?
With no heart? Hold on, kid. Let that thing marinate.
He killed the nigga already.
Let it marinate.
He killed my man.
Let it marinate.
He killed my mans. No.
He killed Common.
He killed Common and he killed my
Pusha.
Mans.
Kanye.
My mans. That shit feels so bad. Kanye
don't count.
He killed Meek Mill.
How
you don't count?
Meek Mill, nigga.
How doesn't he count,
Meek Mill. He killed Meek Mill, and that's my mans, nigga. A dirty dreadhead nigga from
Kanye
Philly.
Not a rap, not a, Kanye not a battle, like a battle person. Like
bro,
he not,
that's not, it's not about being a battle person, bro.
Kanye has never responded to Drake on the fucking song at all.
What? Hold on. What are you saying right now? You saying that he killed Kanye?
He said that he killed Kanye.
Nah, he didn't.
Fuck is you talking
Boombayah,
about?
Boombayah, know the owl stay on me. Bad bitches want to come through and lay on me. Right. Trying to get the Earl Grey on me.
What? I mean.
Are you laced?
No.
Get that ass dressed to your job and make it your destination instead of just a
this nigga is laced.
I take it back.
This nigga is laced.
I take it back.
What?
He right.
He killed Kanye?
Get that address to your driver, make
address.
It your destination,
he,
instead
like,
of just a post out
Instagram
of desperation.
Games. I'm talking about, like, he didn't.
No.
Wait,
no.
Has he done
wronged on him?
On the song.
And he said
he
his
said
wife.
But wait, has Kanye ever responded
the
on the song? No. Listen, but when has Kanye ever made a song dissing Drake?
Checks over strikes.
He can't. He's scared.
Bro.
Nah, you're bugging right now. You're bugging.
I'm saying Kanye's not even a fucking opponent for nobody.
Bro, you know how many
because he can't battle rap.
Drake did it, though.
You know how many subliminal?
Because it's
heart,
personal.
Nigga.
You know how many subliminal?
He has heart, though.
You know how many subliminal shots he made?
He got heart.
Drake to Kanye, yes.
But it's another war that niggas not.
That
not,
shit ain't subliminal, man. Kiki, do you
him
love
and Jay-Z. Hold on. Him and Jay-Z war is subliminal.
What are you talking about?
Drake and Jay-Z is going at it.
He don't want static with Hov. You don't want it.
Nigga said, fuck it respectfully. I just want my respect. Man, hold on. Remember that last?
You don't want static with Hov. That's my nigga.
That's
hold
old,
on.
Bro. That's
remember
old.
That last song?
You don't want static with
remember
old.
That last song that Hov was on with Nas and Khaled and Drake and Jay was like, humbly. I mean, respectfully. And him,
I know,
Nas and Khaled.
We know about they beef.
Drake, they always
Jay-Z
addressing each
and Drake
other. Why
beef.
You think he shot the
Jay-Z and
the
Drake.
Song cry? He shot the song cry shit in Marcy, bro.
Listen. Jay-Z and Drake beef is over him not signing the Apple Music. I mean, him not signing the title when the day came. And then Drake took the Apple Music deal. Because Drake would have been, he would have changed the whole rap culture or music culture if he would have signed the title. Because title is the one that's giving people the most money out of streams. So that's what him and Jay-Z beef is.
It's before that, bro. They was taking shots, bro.
No. But that was competitive sparring.
Forget about that. Were we talking about the original shit? Forget about all that.
My thing is, niggas is telling me that K-Dot is not a better opponent for Drake or a more scary opponent than Pusha T.
If you
that
ask
is
me,
insane to me.
Because if you ask me, J. Cole would have been
Kendrick
a better.
Not better at rapping than Pusha T.
He's not way better at rapping.
No,
than Pusha T.
I didn't say way.
Yes, you did. He said a way
I said,
better
I said
opponent.
He's not a better rapper. I didn't say way. If I did say way, I didn't mean it.
You started with, you don't think that he's a way better
opponent.
Drake,
I don't think he's a way better rapper, so I don't think he's a way better opponent.
Drake is Hov.
Thinking more lyrically.
Cole
than
is
him.
Nas and Kendrick is Eminem.
Like,
get the fuck out of here, bro.
Kendrick is, he raps more like Eminem than the Nas, bro.
I don't even think, first of all,
Eminem than anybody.
Pusha T is the worst possible opponent for Drake. I don't think Kendrick's going to push it as far as Pusha T did, nigga.
He's not going to get personal. He's going to show that he better at rapping.
His mans is dying. Tick, 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 tick. He's doing all of that shit. Kendrick Lamar ain't going to go as far as that.
He been.
Like, what are you talking
that
about?
That been a thing. Like, niggas.
Pusha T the boogeyman, damn.
Yeah, but we didn't find out Pusha T was the boogeyman until he went against Drake. So prior to.
No.
When Pusha T beef with a nigga? He beef with Wayne? That Wayne shit was whack. Like, Good Music and Young Money been beefing.
And if Wayne
all right, we didn't know he was the boogeyman, but
Wayne
knew
already
he was
responded
gifted.
It was horrible.
We knew he was lyrically
fuck Pusha
inclined.
T and whoever love him, something headbutt him. Like, shit was whack. Wayne ain't never really beef with another rapper, like, on some. Diss track. Gilly, whatever.
Niggas ain't wanted with Wayne in his prime.
Wayne in his prime was it.
Niggas ain't
who
wanted.
You got, though,
Wayne in his prime is the best nigga
K-Dot.
I ever seen.
I mean, Drake.
I got Kendrick.
I got Drake, bro.
I got Kendrick,
I'm not gonna lie,
nigga.
Bro. Yo, strategically, the way this
he's
nigga
scary,
top,
nigga. He's scary.
He's not scary. He's loud.
Angry K-Dot is scary.
He want attention, bro. That nigga don't really want it with Drake, bro.
Yo, shut up, bro.
He
shut
want
up.
Attention, bro.
Shut up. You capping right now.
He want my
now.
Man to give him
nigga,
attention,
Drake
bro.
Been ducking wreck,
he been crying. No, he been crying. Drake, you can say ducking wreck. I can say attention. And we looking at it from two
nigga, Drake been ducking wreck for mad long, bro.
He not ducking.
Mad.
Drake he responded to him on the language. I know that Maya have been lying, but your shit is not that inspiring.
Has he been direct?
Big game, okay.
Has he been
ready for early retirement?
Responding on the lane.
Fucking any nigga that's talking that shit just to give it a reaction.
Responding on the lane.
Fuck on platinum. Yeah. I looked at my wrist and it's already platinum.
Responding on the language is a fucking point, nigga.
Yo, bro.
When Kate, I've been attacking this nigga and indirectly.
Drake came. Drake came at him. Hold on. Y'all didn't even know he came at him on 8 a.m. in Charlotte.
He did.
Letting you take the rap for that Casper the Ghost shit while you filing all of the loopholes.
I ain't gonna lie, I can't wait till they take the gloves off of this shit.
Bro, take the gloves off.
And they said two now. They said both sides got. Joe Budden said that. Shout out to Joe Budden too. They said that Joe Budden just recently said that they both got a diss track that they end each other.
You mean Joe Budden?
Yo, Joe Buttons.
Why did you say Joe Buttons? That's weird.
Like Joe Buttons?
No, it's just Joe Budden.
Yo, Joe Buttons be playing chess on 4/5
I be doing
minutes,
that too.
Bro.
I been through that.
Word.
You don't do that no more.
Yeah.
He's famous for that.
He been famous. So you say he wasn't famous before? You coming at Joe?
Nah, when he was playing chess on 4/5.
Are you like Joe Buttons now or Pump It Up, Joe Budden?
Joe Budden was one of my favorite rappers, bro.
Name an album.
That nigga, name a song, man.
Name a song.
10 Minutes is my favorite song by Joe Budden.
I said name an album.
Joe Budden. Move music.
Yo, he's a fraud, Joe. He's a fraud, Joe.
Joe Budden first album is Joe Budden.
He don't really like
Move music. I like Move music. I like mixtapes. I like mixtapes.
Right, give me five songs.
I don't know but five songs by heart, bro. I'm saying, nigga in 03. You act like
I ain't gonna lie, that's a good topic. I do want to know your opinion on that.
What?
Especially you, because you older than him. I know you.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Joe Budden, what?
Yeah, these niggas old, y'all.
I want to know.
What?
Did you, like, you saw all the shit with Joe Budden when it popped up, people say, damn, he don't got no right to say nothing because he not a good, he ain't never have a hitter and all that shit. Mad Skills jumped out there, told him,
Mad Skills is horrible.
Nobody.
Mad Skills is horrible.
He is.
Mad Skills is horrible at rapping.
Who is that?
You don't know who Mad Skills is?
No, the nigga, he was doing the year wrap up before Uncle Murder.
Uncle Murder D-blocked him.
Mad Skills is not nice.
I never really cared.
But what you think about, you think that's true? That
what?
Joe Budden wasn't a good rapper?
Joe Budden was a great rapper.
I ain't gonna lie. Now that I went back, I didn't listen to a lot of Joe O shit, but I think Corey sent it to me. And Drake.
Exactly,
no,
nigga.
Hold on.
Drake
hold
stole
hold
Joe Budden.
Hold on.
Drake and Joe Budden.
I'm not gonna say that.
No.
I'm not gonna say that.
We're gonna address it. We're gonna address it like it is, bro.
I'm not gonna
Drake,
say that.
Drake hosts. We're gonna address it like it is, because if you a Joe Budden fan, you know this. My nigga, when Drake first came in, Drake and Joe Budden beef is admiration.
Yeah, I agree.
And Pusha T.
No. Nah. Let me speak. Let me speak.
Go.
What I'm trying to say is, Drake come in the game, he sound like Joe Budden on Room for Improvement. He sound just like Joe. He went and fucked the same bitches Joe fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Now Joe Budden is old and washed up, and the nigga been on top for 20 years. It's kind of like, I'm talking about as far as like
musically, yeah.
Musically, and then as far as bitches, like Drake get all the new hot bitches, he get them first. And he let niggas have seconds. That's what he always do.
Joe Budden was
the nigga that was touching things first, and the niggas was having the seconds, bro. Like they Eskimo brothers. They fuck the same bitches. So their whole thing is weird because it's tied into I fuck this bitch and then you fucked the behind me. Like that shit is weird. They got a bromance going, bro.
Joe in his prime. Do you think he?
Joe Budden kicked Drake ass when he dropped the two diss tracks on A-Rap shit. He was wilding on Drake. Right. You ain't listen to that? And Drake what Drake did.
Let me not
pump it up. I'm not a one-hit wonder. I know all my stuff. Like, that's what he responded
that's
with.
A good point,
when
man.
Joe Budden was wilding on him. This is what I mean. When niggas is a real opponent, he get them niggas a little jab.
Niggas a real good
you know what
point,
I don't like?
I can't lie.
And I'm a Drake fan, my nigga.
That's a good point,
but
man.
I feel like when it's a scary
Joe wanted smoke. And Joe is.
And I ain't gonna lie, Drake went into battles that I didn't think he would.
But what do he get out of that though?
What you mean?
Because it's a thing, even when Joe Budden was criticizing for all the dogs. Drake was DMing him, mad. Oh, yo, my nigga, niggas is broke and Drake be feeling some type of way about
niggas.
You know
what it is?
Don't say he the best and then say, what do you get out of
it? No,
you get to be the best.
No, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this.
Get out of it.
And this is actually like, because niggas know I fuck with Drake, but I'm gonna be honest in a sense. The admiration shit is right. Maybe it just hurt him more coming from Joe that.
Yes.
Joe's not on his side as much as he should be.
Because Joe is jealous.
Because.
Nah.
Joe is jealous in a lot of sense.
You know what? I can see that.
Yeah, Joe is jealous. Maybe he the nigga. He been a nigga for 20
years.
So
Drake is who Joe Budden was supposed to be.
Yes.
Jealous of what? Not money. I mean, of course he got. Of course
you
got to
understand,
money, but...
Drake is one of a few artists. Not even, he's probably the only artist. He touched every. We went.
So Joe is jealous, but K Dot not jealous.
K Dot has some jealousy in him.
But
K Dot has some jealousy in him because his marketing is not as good as Drake's. But niggas don't understand. We looking at a Jewish black guy. This marketing is different. He light skinned. He get marketing for Sprite and stuff like that because he's light skinned.
No,
he's Jewish.
No, not just because he's light skinned. Because a lot of light skinned.
He's Jewish. Him being Jewish plays a big part.
Yeah, but he's talented, bro. That man.
No, he's talented as hell.
So we not going. We not. We can't.
Drake is the last, probably the last artist to have artist development when labels had artist development. They put Drake in strip clubs so he could have shit to talk about.
But you know what it is too.
And Drake, you gotta understand. Like, if you really were a fan of Drake, prior to him becoming big, bro, watch Drake when he was talking, when he was living in his mom's basement. Drake had CDs. Drake was studying the game for mad long. He was in a basement listening to CDs. So Drake, this is Drake. Drake jealousy. Hov is jealous of Drake. Kanye is jealous of Drake. K-Dot, Joe Budden. Because look, I'm gonna tell you, Drake looked at Hov blueprint and did it better.
He said it. He said no. He said no to
Drake.
Hold on.
Look.
Hold on.
He's jealous.
Look.
He said no to
Jay-Z. Jay-Z was 26 when his album first came out. His first album came out.
Damn, I'm 28.
So by the time when Jay-Z gets popping and the Rockefeller get popping, he about 30, right? My thing is, Jay-Z went pop mad late because he was a rapper. All right, you hit your ceiling. Everybody, all the artists do this. They hit the ceiling as a rapper. It's time to.
Drake
they
is at 23.
Hold on. So then the whole Andy shit. Jay-Z go pop. Then when you connect Beyonce to him, he's in the pop realm now. And she becomes in hip-hop realm. So my thing is, Drake sat there and went, all right, so he did this later on in the game. I'm going to do it early. And Drake started singing.
Okay.
And I could rap. Okay. Then Lil Wayne is like, this nigga could sing and rap? This nigga's an overall artist.
Prince brought him to Wayne,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, my nigga. Then you protected by Jay Prince. You like Drake studied the game, and
but that's not.
And old. Drake is so much of a studier. He watched Smack DVD. So
he
now
said it, he said it in that song. He said, "Notice that I studied the game with a letter and understand I'm not doing it the same, but I'm doing it better."
He did it way better.
I don't agree that they are jealous of him just because
Drake got a song for every mood.
Like, you're saying,
not many rappers have.
Yo, he the first nigga I heard on a song say comfortably. Fuck that nigga, that you. You know, so how many, like, no, you know how many of us wanted to hate on our ex-bitch nigga?
Like, even we gotta be honest.
Joe Budden was doing that.
And listen,
that's why he said.
If we gotta be honest, Cole on this My Delete Later was in his Drake bag. He was showing that he can do the same thing, but it's too late.
Right, he's just the best.
Drake don't become the number one artist.
You know who niggas don't get.
The first nigga I heard singing was like Max B and shit like that.
Max B don't get enough credit.
That's what I'm saying.
B don't get enough credit. Speaker Knockers don't get enough credit. It's mad niggas that.
It's just the fact
we don't have a Max. Max B opened the realm for a little bit of Drake. Like, he opens the realm for if you could.
Harlem. Shout out to Max.
Not even that. If A Boogie's looking in my face and tell me he not a Max B fan, I'll turn my back on that nigga, bro.
Nah, niggas love Max B, bro.
And niggas love A Boogie.
My moms probably love Max B.
You know what I'm trying to say? So like, Max deserves way more credit than what he.
I'm not gonna lie. He one nigga that I could say he might got a fan base like R. Kelly when he come home. They might be throwing panties at this nigga, bro.
Not only that, Max.
His lingo.
Max, and then when you listen to Max songs, them shits is horribly mixed. The nigga couldn't sing for
and
shit.
And it still sound good.
And it still like sound good. Like a ride or die chick.
Yeah.
You know what he said about Ice Spice? He said, I like that icy, spicy joint.
Nah, but damn. No, but, we didn't really get.
But I was going to say before you finish that Drake actually took advantage. Drake took advantage of artist development. A lot of these artists that came in with him had the same opportunities he had to have artist development, and they ain't take advantage. They want to be out clubbing. Drake been saying this in his song. While all of my closest friends out partying, I'm just here making music that they party to. And that goes for his peers, too, bro. While everybody wanted to live the vida loca, pop bottles in the club.
I got another nigga that's jealous of Drake.
Chase the,
why you keep saying they jealous of Drake?
You know who don't get...
He the nigga,
hold on,
bro.
Y'all know who don't get enough credit?
Why do I have to be jealous
hold
of
on.
Him?
Y'all know who don't get enough credit?
Because when they express what they dislike, it's usually something they wish they had.
Charlamagne, jealous of him, Charlamagne.
That's tough.
It's the difference of admiration. BJ rap, I got on wax. I don't sound good. So I should admire the fact that he can do it. Right. I'm jealous if I try to do it and I keep trying and it don't work for me. They be like, yo, you don't want to do a song with Jizzle?
Nah, and that's
like, why you don't want to do a song with Jizzle?
I admire the fact that he looked like Luda, even though I wish I was like.
I admire the fact that... Nah, let me see. Like a blonde burglar, bro.
Nah, but y'all know a who niggas...
Burglar, and you dress like a horny plumber, bro. You break shit so you can come back.
Hey, yo, y'all know who don't get enough credit? And if he stayed more consistent, he would have been in this conversation. Who? And that niggas don't give him credit for the run-on sentence that a lot of these niggas use.
Who? Big Sean.
Oh.
Big Sean is the worst rapper.
Watch
ever.
Your mouth.
Watch your mouth.
Please don't. Watch your mouth. Nigga,
Big Sean, best line. Boy.
Nah.
You fucking Big Sean. My cousin finished school. Said, yo, can't believe he graduated doing $20,000. On his ass. Big Sean said,
yo, you bugging.
First of all,
you
Big Sean's the only rapper that could get away with this. That nigga said, she put that thing on my knowing, and then they go boing. No.
Nah, but you had rapping on her
But you had flamboyant rap back in the days with like.
I'm not going to lie. Big Sean had 1 year. When he was the hottest rapper in the game,
that nigga is horrible.
What, when, like, when my last
when,
hello,
when him and Meek was,
I can do this
when him and Meek did that shit, but that year and that I'm gonna let this light up like it's my life. That Big Sean,
y'all are bugging right now,
bro.
Like,
he finally famous. He started the run on sentence. Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick used that.
Yo, Big Sean,
that's Big Sean flow, bro.
Only super duper flow
that I could name nothing but like bad.
He say 12 words in the rhyme.
Yo, Danny, are you serious?
You see how I just said like those two lines? I got like
Big Sean was part of.
So you can fuck with Big Sean.
As far as rapping, again?
Yes.
Me?
Yeah, even though you don't rap. Could you fuck
who
with
else,
Big Sean?
Nigga?
How much practice? Boy. How much time I got? Nigga ain't nice.
All right, June 1st. About? By June 1st, you think you can fuck with... If you start now, I work with you...
To make a song? Nah. But if we get on Smack Stage, I'll kill that nigga.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
On Smack Stage, I'll kill that nigga, Big Sean.
Nah, Big Sean's supposed to be in that conversation. That's why I'm kind of disappointed in him.
No, the full spot always been.
Why is he supposed to be in that conversation?
Bro, he was, he was hanging with them niggas, bro.
Big Sean. He just dropped, and no one knows about it.
Nah, I listened to it. I listened to not the
you're
album.
You're talking about it.
Not the album.
Not the topics for today.
No, hell no.
Because he's trash.
No, he's not trash.
If he was nice, you sound like would have bought him up.
He just bought him up.
He's trash. He's not even on bugging. The list. Yo, you didn't even think. You just thought about him on the last
so
minute
who
shit.
Who the fuck spot go to? I'm sorry.
It was Meek. I don't know.
It's Meek.
Why is it still not Meek, though? Even though nobody Meek else got, doing nothing.
I mean, he bunny
it's not Lil Baby.
Meek.
It's not Lil Baby. It's not none of these other niggas.
It was Lil Baby, but.
No, hell no.
Meek album. Meek last two joints was not it.
Bro, hold on.
You like Expensive Pain. That shit is garbage.
What? First of all.
Expensive Pain
Atlantic Records. Atlantic, shout out to Atlantic Records. This is not a diss, but I'm going to be real. They did not give him the press he needed behind that album because of the Roddy
coming
Ricch.
Coming off a championship coming with Expensive Pain is hard.
Do you know about the Roddy Ricch situation, though?
Yeah, he was going to sign Roddy Ricch.
That Meek had Roddy Ricch first, and Atlantic, he's saying that Atlantic kind of stole him from him.
Yeah, Atlantic been doing shit.
I ain't going to say all that because I'm an artist up and coming. But
no, they been doing shady shit, bro. Like, yeah. NBA Youngboy is signed to them.
Word.
This nigga. It's too late now, but yo, NBA Youngboy was signed.
That's good, y'all. The strongest nigga with glasses just walked in here, y'all. Wish I could see him.
Yo, but nah, you bugging thinking Big Sean out in that conversation.
Bro, yeah, you bugging saying Big Sean is dirty.
You bugging.
I'm not bugging at all. I don't know what y'all talking about.
It's what? It's no, my nigga.
Talking
my nigga,
about?
My nigga.
He said, Big Sean. He said, on, pause. No, did he?
What do you say? No, yeah. Drake and
I owe you dinner too, bro. Don't
Drake and Kate.
You owe the streets. Can you come join? Can you come join?
No. It's the last minute. It's the last time. How much time we got? Zero. Oh, shit. All right. Episode 85.
Yeah.
Corey Cash, I'm out.
Corey Cash Podcast, episode 85. I'm the real B Jizzle. Give him your Instagram, your YouTube. Yeah. Tell him. You got it. Come on. No,
Corey Cash TV.
Nigga looking like Luda. He want to act cute today, right?
The real Luda.
Go ahead, bro. Don't talk to me. Talk to them, bro. Don't talk to me, bro. Don't talk to them, Luda. Luda.
You got an expired condom on your head, ugly ass nigga. The fuck is you talking about?
I promise you, y'all, I will bet everything in my bank account, which is not much, that if he take that hat off, the dreads is going with it.
That's a fact, though.
No. You said that's a fact.
It's a part of the look.
Nah, Corey Cash TV.
And Warren Sapp.
You do look like Warren Sapp.
Nah, yeah. At the real B Jizzle, Corey Cash Podcast. Stay tuned. We back, man.
Yo, that was.